Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. On the one-year anniversary of the show, we thank you for the first year, for listening, making us successful, so we all keep our jobs, me specifically. I think Ike would definitely keep his job. Jack probably, too.
Rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Oh, there you go. Yep. Rest in peace, Mac Miller. Speaking of Mac Miller, speaking of that song, joining us right now as he has most Wednesdays at 3:30 for a segment across the country. It is it's burning up the airwaves, even in cities where they can't hear it, is Flyers and 50 with Broads. Hey, Broads.
What's up, boys? Well, where's the Zoom? Where's the Zoom
It's
today?
Broken.
Talk to the Zoom people.
I really
people.
Am disappointed in this, bro.
Yeah, we wanted to see your YouTube face.
See, I think what you're trying to do is you're trying to... You don't want to let me have as much power during this segment as I deserve to have. So somebody's hitting buttons back there. Jack's trying to manipulate me. I don't buy it. You guys are all scums.
Wow, what? Scums. You really do embody Flyers fans. Like, always being slighted at all times. Yes. By the way, speaking of all this, Broads has been trying to push his own version of Ike Juice. Have you heard about this?
Whoa,
yeah,
what?
It's pretty ridiculous. I mean, is this going to catch on like Ike Juice has? Here it is.
Come on.
What is that?
Come on, boy. Think of it. It's 1 a.m. It's a Thursday morning, and people want to talk Flyers. They say, yo, Broads, love the show, man. Best host on the station. Want to puck it up?
Oh,
and then
boy.
Bang.
Lakin is somewhere looking like he just chewed 7 Blue Chews.
You know what I realized?
Yeah.
I am just the bit thief. Because now I have Ike Juice, and now I'm going to be stealing the training camp bit from Billy.
Yeah.
What I do around here.
Dude, that's what radio is.
Yes.
Radio is just stealing bits.
Stealing it and make it better, bro. Yep. Make it better.
There it is. We want you to be the training camp guy around here, not Elliot. By the way, is the Flyer season still, are they done? Like, I don't even know. Are they still playing?
Huge game on Thursday. On
the
side, they
gotta
lose. They
gotta
lose.
Oh, now you want them to lose. Hold on.
Hit the thing. Make them talk about it during the thing.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
I didn't even get a chance to get into Alex Bump winning the national championship yet. But I'll start. Look, Buffalo, big game on Thursday. You need to lose because we are now playing around with that fourth worst record in the NHL. If they win in regulation, now we're talking about the seventh. So when those lottery balls start to bounce around and, you know, we're really praying for something good, we need to make sure the Flyers lose in regulation Thursday night to wrap up a good season. But truth be told, let me kind of, you know, sort of debate myself here because I don't really care too much about the picks considering we did have the number 2 overall pick twice and got Nolan Patrick and JVR, who both are not that good. And then number 7, we got Matt Nemitz.
Yeah, Yeah, but Mitch Goff should have gone number two, right? I mean, he fell to number seven for no reason.
Well, doesn't that happen all the time? I mean, that happens all the time where these guys kind of slip and, hey, Russia scares me and this and that, and boom, Danny Briere sneaks in there, a.k.a. Howie Roseman 2.0.
Wow. No one's calling Danny Briere Howie Roseman 2.0.
Wait, does that make Danny Briere Kobe Bryant 3.0 if Howie Roseman is Kobe Bryant and Danny Briere is Howie Roseman?
Let me give you a little breakdown.
Yeah.
When it comes to most influential people in this town, it goes Jalen, Danny Briere, and then you can start throwing around the rest of the list.
Danny Briere is the second most influential person in Philadelphia?
Well, I mean, I have to send it a little email to, well, who did that? Was that Times?
Time Magazine.
Was that Time Magazine?
Yeah.
So you left out my guy Danny B.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So if they lose, just for clarity's sake, if they lose, what pick do they get if they lose? Or there's a lottery, right, in the NHL?
Yeah, there is a lottery. It just comes down to them having the fourth best percentage.
Okay.
The ball is bouncing a certain type of way. So the loss is actually pretty big. I don't care about losses until the final game because there's just too much movement. But now that we're actually here, I do need them to lose.
Yeah, when did they start using the lottery system?
I don't know. I feel like I've only known the lottery system.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah.
I never knew it.
Yeah.
hey, you guys watch Western Michigan beat Boston University?
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Nope. It's the Frozen Four. Is that more part of the... Is this what we have to look forward to once the Flyer season ends?
No, I told you. We got prospects to talk about.
All right. Oh, jeez.
Signed his ELC. He's going to the Phantoms. Maybe we can win a Calder Cup with all of our prospects down in the American League. And then, you know, he doesn't burn his first year of his entry-level contract, which is great for the future to see Bum grow.
Are they going to hire the Western Michigan coach? Has that been a rumor out there?
And that was talked about as like a, hey, we should look at all the avenues. It was just a reporter reporting. Should the
Bucks, well, because Jonesy went there.
Did I just hear him say it was an American league?
That's right.
Hockey?
Well, it's the AHL, the American Hockey League.
Yeah, the AHL. Oh. You're not watching minor league puck there, Ike?
I thought you meant like,
didn't
NHL. I thought, is there like an NFC, AFC thing?
Nah. Come on, man. They won the 04 Calder Cup with Richards and Gardy.
AHL. Carter.
Was there not an East, West?
There is.
Yeah. How do you separate the NHL teams?
East, West, right? It's East, West.
Yeah.
This is dynamite.
You guys have to ask me to clarify. This is a disgrace.
Well,
it's a disgrace.
They used to have names. They used to be the
AHL's been around forever.
No, I'm not
you
talking
guys
about
are,
AHL.
You guys are in your almost 60s.
How about this? Didn't Lindros play in the OHL, if
I
remember?
Yeah, I think
there
so.
There we go.
Hold on, AHL.
We're talking major junior hockey right now. You're throwing me OHL?
Yeah, come on.
I think
you like
the
that?
AHL, I think we had a team in Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Cyclones.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, Broach. Do you know that?
Yeah, the Cincinnati Cyclones. They're still kicking around.
They are?
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, they're part of the East Coast Hockey League. That's one dip below the AHL.
All right, and this bit is now one level below whatever we were doing
before.
It was
3 minutes too long today.
Yeah. I love the little R&B thing in the middle of it. Can you hit it again one more time, Jack? Fuck it up. All right.
Broads, did you mix that yourself, Broads?
Just about to say, I sat in Battle's office for a good 30 minutes screaming, puck it up at the top of my lungs until we got what we liked.
All right, Broads. When are you on IP again?
Tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Don't miss it.
There you go. All right, Broads. We love you, buddy.
Love it, bro.
There is Hunter Brody, Broads. Broads81 on Twitter. 215-592-9494. It is the one-year anniversary of the WIP Afternoon Show. I give the show an A for the year so far. Started off at a B, moved up to an A.
Nice.
Jack and Ike still at B+. We are asking for your grades. Of course, constructive criticism. No meanness. We don't want. 215-592-9494. Dan in Westchester, you're on WIP.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Dan?
What up, Dan?
Not too much. Condolences out to the last caller. Congratulations, you guys, for making it 1 year on the radio together. That's pretty cool.
There you go. Huh?
Thank you, sir.
So, you're welcome. I was going to give you guys a B, but after Ike upgraded the B to an A, I got to downgrade you guys to a C. And
well, first of all, that was spite.
Have you noticed, by the way, hang on a second, have you noticed more and more people confusing
Spike and Ike.
Yes.
It happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's happened more recently. We couldn't be more, like...
Different.
Yeah, but whatever.
Okay. Spike sounds like Ike. Ike sounds like Spike.
Yeah, but no one... So did Mike. You hosted a show with Mike. No one ever called Barkan Ike, I don't think. In any case, we'll take your C and we're going to throw it right in the trash, Dan.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Well, I got a couple reasons why, and I think you guys can improve upon it, so just bear with me.
Okay.
So, Tornado Shapiro and Tommy Down the Shore, just those little, they're like corny bits. You know, I think you guys can just do a little bit better, so that's my main...
Hold on, you don't like Tommy Down the Shore?
Or Tornado?
Nah.
I can't get behind that, dude. It's just too comic-y, corny, and I just don't get it. Maybe it's an older person thing.
Sorry, but having too much fun, Dan. Look, we asked for constructive criticism, and now I just want to fight with you all the time. Was there anything else you don't like, Dan?
Not that I can think of, man. Right. You guys got good commentary. You got good banter. Good takes on everything. So
All right.
I'll keep listening for now.
Do you have a next question today? Is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's birthday? So we're asking for a famous accessory, as his goggles were famous. What do you got for that, Dan?
Dude, Snoop Dogg and weed.
Weed as an accessory?
Well, if anyone.
Well,
yeah, I would say
he does. He smokes it like he's wearing a piece of jewelry.
Yeah, I would say him and Cheech and Chong. If anyone gets weed as an accessory,
yeah,
I think Snoop Dogg and Cheech and Chong.
Willie Nelson.
Oh
yeah, Willie Nelson.
Yeah, but he's more than a weed guy.
Yeah, I would say if there's a Mount Rushmore
of weed.
Yeah, it's those three. I think on the
Cheech and Chong, just one face on Mount Rushmore, or both of them.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to have two on. One.
I'd have to go one face.
They
would be considered one.
One face.
Yeah, I can't see the one without the
other. So Snoop on the weed Mount Rushmore, Broads, maybe?
No, I don't think
okay.
so.
Okay, Snoop, Cheech and Chong, Willie Nelson. Is there another one pops into your mind?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have
those
one.
Those are three.
Right off the top of my head.
Josh Gordon.
There's three pretty big ones.
Josh Gordon. Oh, wow, I've heard that
weed.
Name. Oh, well, no, yeah. Yeah, it was something a little more serious.
Yeah, it might have been stronger than weed.
Yes. you know, speaking of, I guess, pharmaceuticals, legal ones.
There we go.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Blue Chew is going to make you a man. I mean,
what was that sound you just made? I think you purred into the microphone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Blue Chew is going to increase your performance in the bedroom, make her happier, mm-hmm. make you more confident, mm-hmm. which is going to make you more attractive to her, mm-hmm. which is going to mean it's all going to happen more. It's like a magic little chew there.
Right? Yeah.
Magic little chew. It's not a pill. We say pill. Pill you have to swallow with a drink. Blue Chew is a chewable. It's got the same...
Swallow it, you know, and eat it.
There you go. You got the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin, but it's chewable. And that's not the only advantage. And by the way, the important thing I want to say here to you is that this is going to make things better. This is going to make things better.
For everyone. Yeah.
You're going to perform better. Yeah. So it is made and shipped right here in the USA, and that makes it cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that's better, it's all done on the Blue Chew website, on bluechew.com. So no doctor's appointment.
Yep.
Have you tried to make a doctor's appointment lately?
The worst.
It's April 16th, right? You call up, they'll go, we'll see you. Our first opening is July 23rd.
That's not even an exaggeration.
Nope. Bluechew.com always opened, and they'll help you figure out the right mix. And it is shipped directly to you, so you don't have to worry about the pharmacy either.
Love it.
Yeah. So, and we care about you so much, and we're so convinced that this will help, we're going to pay for the first month, the WIP Afternoon Show.
On us.
It's our birthday, but we're paying for your gift. So go to bluechew.com, use promo code 94. It's free. All you got to do is pay the $5 for shipping, and then you get it in the mail, and you can...
Chew it and do it.
Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it. Chew it, do it.
By the way, Bob Marley should probably be on there.
Oh, Bob Marley is a good one. Yes.
Great one.
Yes, that is a good one.
Hell, he would be out there before the other ones.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, yeah. Marley, a good one. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. What grade would you give the WIP Afternoon Show after 1 year? B, still leading at 28.1%. Second is F with 25.8%.
Nice.
Thank you. And then...
Second is F?
Yeah, but third is A right behind it at 23.6%. So, not bad.
Somehow we've gotten worse doing the show today.
Well, you know.
Well, they listened.
Yeah, they listened. So, we are a week and 1 day away from the NFL draft, mm-hmm. and the Eagles will pick 32. Mel Kiper Jr. had his, is it 3.0 mock draft, I believe? 3.0. And he has them selecting Jihad Campbell, who is a linebacker. Here's what he said about why. So, is Jihad Campbell, I get confused sometimes because they have guys listed as linebacker that in the NFL are actually an edge rather than actual linebacker. Yeah. Is Jihad Campbell, I don't know anything about
him. He's an off-ball linebacker.
Okay, all right. And, you know, the whole thing where you take a guy who's hurt, mm-hmm. especially a team who's good, has the ability to maybe wait on a guy and not need him to produce immediately when they get him. I don't know what the status of his rehab is. But a shoulder, too, I don't know, I'm not... Not as worried about a shoulder as a knee or a back or a foot or something mm-hmm. like that, you know? Mm-hmm. But any thoughts on Jihad Campbell?
Yeah. When I heard this clip earlier with Mel, this kid, obviously he's a good player. You know, would have been projected to go higher in the first round, not for the injury. So all that's well stated. If the Eagles can find a way to get him, late in the second, somewhere in the third, okay.
Okay, not at 32.
There's no way. Okay. I just don't see it. I don't see it. I know we're under a new sort of order here.
Yeah, we care about running backs and linebackers.
Yeah, we pay our running backs and linebackers.
Yep.
We haven't gone that damn far over the bridge with paying Zach Bond, which you're going to pay him, and then turning around and drafting an off-ball linebacker in the first round.
Right.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
So, and we have Mike Mayock will join us at 4. We can ask him about Jahi Campbell. What it's, I think when we talked to, maybe we talked to Baldy, he said he felt like the draft was particularly deep with running backs. Mm-hmm. Could you see the Eagles taking a running back? Yeah. No.
No.
No. No. All right.
No, I just, not with the first pick. Now, okay. if they get to that pick and they say to themselves, you know what? Player that we want is not really here. We could take him early, but it'd be reaching for him. I mean, as far as would he be there for us in the second round, or should we just move out of the first round and pick up more picks and get the player that we want by moving back a few picks?
Right, right, right.
Maybe that could happen. Honestly, I think running back in the third round.
Okay.
Is there? It's a deep draft for running backs. I tell you the running back that I want, I don't think he's going to be there in the third round. They would have to take him in the second round. I want the kid out of Ohio State, the Trayvon Henderson.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of a running back
like
is he?
Like a Saquon Light.
Oh, okay.
Saquon was the number two pick in the draft.
Yeah, I was
not
light.
That damn good. Right, he's not that good. But as far as having breakaway speed and being an explosive runner, like, yeah. I like Henderson.
215-592-9494.
Saquon Light.
Raji in Philly. Yeah, pretty light. No high
extra
expectations.
Light. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Raji in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Raj?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? How you guys feel?
Raji.
Hey, man. I don't want to get in trouble, but I just want to make sure because you guys got the Elon Musk Twitter thing, but did you guys bring up the Jackie Robinson Day yesterday?
It's
April 15th.
We did in leading off. Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yo. Because I just wanted to say, man, like, I think what you guys do as a radio is, like, you guys are awesome, man. So I originally had you guys high up on that A grade, but then I heard that one caller talk about, like, the sexual innuendos and stuff. So I was like, you know, in the office and they're like, you know, it's always like, that's what she said. And it's like, you know, when you're a kid, you kind of do that. I feel like it's kind of getting a little redundant with your show. And that's why I got to give you guys a B.
Oh,
too much sex talk.
Yeah.
Guys like to be stroked.
Yeah. I think, Raj, I hear what you're saying. We like being juvenile because it takes the pressure off sometimes. We're trying to have a good time. I hear what you're saying.
No, yeah. I respect that. And
Dial back.
Hardest wood I have ever touched.
Jack really loves it.
Yeah, I can see where that influence came from.
But like, bombs and dongs galore.
See, Jack, hey, see what you did?
You got to make money, man. I know your demographic needs that blue chew. So,
you guys don't understand how small it is.
Yeah, you got to pay the bills around here.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah. I just wanted to, because I love talking hoops with you guys. You guys keep it going for the afternoon. You know, you guys were bringing up, I heard somebody say, like, Steph Curry's, like, top better than LeBron, and like, I just wanted your guys' opinion with like the way their careers are going. Like, do you think Durant has hurt his legacy? And like, everyone used to think he's top 10, top 15. Like, I don't see that.
Yeah, his legacy has taken a hit.
Yeah, huge. Yeah, I mean
the Brooklyn stint and the Phoenix Suns stint.
They didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah,
man, they got 3 max contracts. So, yeah, like,
and jumping around and like you know, his best thing would have been to stay. Look, he can do whatever he wants for his life and make him happy. His best thing would have just been when everyone was ripping him for going to Golden State and cheating. He should have just stayed. And they could have won. They would have won. They could have won so many championships. It would have been impossible for anyone to question it anymore.
Yep.
Like they could have won 3 more. And all of a sudden, we could all talk to him about going to a loaded team. But if he wins 5 championships with Golden State or something, then they couldn't have questioned him. So I think the two things would have been stay in Golden State or stay in Oklahoma City. Or if you don't want to do that anymore because you don't want to play with Westbrook anymore, I get it. Then just stay in Golden State.
Yeah.
But he's still a great player. But yeah, I think he's hurt. There's no way he's top 10 anymore.
No,
now he's top 25 type player. Yeah. I think he gets talked about. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, man, I totally agree. I think when that happened, Curry's trajectory has now gotten higher to like he's top 7, 10, whatever you want to say. But you know, with his success, so I totally agree with you guys. I love talking hoops with you guys and. Mm-hmm. I just want to say, with the I think the question, your question, I got Slick Rick the eye patch.
Oh, for Famous Accessory? That's it.
Good call,
excellent
Raj.
One.
Good call, Raj.
Love
yeah.
you guys, man. Peace.
All right, Raj.
Good call, brother.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
The eye patch for Slick Rick? Absolutely.
Bro, great sports content.
Yes.
Great constructive criticism.
Yes, yes.
And then answer the question.
Yeah, a little basketball content in there. Yeah,
Durant. Always, yeah, Durant, he's...
People
top 20 player.
Dude, people were dying to make him top 10. That's the thing. When you're talking about his legacy, that's the thing that sucks for him is that there was a path there.
Well, he let Kyrie trick him out of his position.
Yep. Talked him into Brooklyn.
That's what he did. Talked him into leaving.
Yep.
And, you know, most basketball fans who wanted LeBron to win or maybe their other favorite player to win, they didn't want Golden State to win. They were hoping for the breakup.
Yes, because they were unbeatable.
Yes, they were hoping for the breakup, and that's what Durant doesn't realize. It's like, dude, you could have just stayed there. That would have died down eventually, and you just would have been a warrior for the rest of your career.
Because they just would have won too much for anyone to complain about it.
Yeah.
As good as the Heat were with LeBron and Bosh and Dwayne Wade, the Warriors were better.
They were way better because they fit better.
Yeah.
They fit better, seriously. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I agree. Yeah, it's unfortunate with that much talent.
Well, now he's going to get traded again.
Offseason,
he's not going to be on the side.
Now he's team jumping. He doesn't know where the hell to go.
Fifth pick and Paul George for Kevin Durant.
I'd do it.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
I'd
do it.
You know, Daryl's always wheeling and dealing for a guy who's
I'm like, yeah,
injured.
I'd do it.
Yep. All right. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's our one-year anniversary. Looking for a grade for us, 215-592-9494. And coming up next, Mike Mayock will give us his grades. His grades for some potential Eagles that we could see drafted in a week. Our draft expert, Mike Mayock, joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.